This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you again for joining the podcast. Of course, it is no secret that everyone is always faced with decisions. Many decisions don't have much consequence, such as what we might have eaten for a meal or what we choose to wear for the day. But then there are decisions that have great consequences, consequences that could affect us the rest of our lives, and there are even decisions with eternal consequences. It is not uncommon for people to be faced with a decision where they simply don't know what to do. And perhaps they meditate and think about this decision for a considerable amount of time, many hours, many days, even weeks, trying to make the right decision. Nobody decides to make a decision that's going to affect them negatively in the long term on purpose. In fact, we spend a lot of time making important decisions, but there are always decisions we continue to struggle with. Well, as we think about the decision making, there are principles set forth in the Word of God that can help us to make better decisions. You may remember the last time we talked about the principle of doubt. Doubting is not of faith, and if we doubt the reason or the very action itself about which we are deciding, perhaps that's a good indication that we're making the wrong decision, not doing what's in the best interest of ourselves or of our families. There's another principle that is discussed thoroughly throughout the Word of God and is the principle of love. In fact, it is Jesus himself who said that everything about God, everything about Christianity, everything about God's will is summed up in this very principle of love. Jesus was speaking to a group of people in Matthew chapter 22. And in that passage, they asked him, "What is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus answered the question, said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus concluded that discourse by saying, on these two commandments, love God and love your neighbor, hang all the law and the prophets. In Galatians 5, verses 13 and 14, Paul spoke of the same idea. And he said, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Now we can look at Old Testament commandments, specifically the Ten Commandments, where they're all summed up, and see that really if we love our neighbor, we're going to treat our neighbor a certain way. If we love God, we're going to treat our neighbor a certain way. And some have rightly concluded that several of the Ten Commandments, do not kill, do not steal, do not defraud, honor your father and mother, is about loving your neighbor, about loving God and therefore loving one another. There is, of course, a priority of biblical love. Love for God should always come first, and love will motivate us to treat one another in a good way. In the biblical plan of the home, love for spouse, of course, would come next. And we love our spouse in such a way that we show that love, and it only diminishes if loving God is contradicting. But we also see that we should love our children and our neighbors. Maybe our children could be considered our neighbors. But love for self is final. That's very different from the way the world is going to say it. The way the world's going to suggest you make a decision is do what makes you happy. Do what would help you along the way. God says put yourself last, put him first, others second, yourself last, and that will be the best course of action. A principle of love, examining the priority of love. And again, we can apply this to the decisions that confuse us so oftentimes. If I make this decision, will I be showing love for God first, love for others second, love for myself last, will I be observing the entirety of the Bible summed up in this, to love God and love your neighbor. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.